Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of your favorite Saturday morning financial show, The Buckeye Advisor. And I am Woody Bowling, and I am coming to you this morning to serve all my fellow Buckeyes and even those that are not lucky enough to be Buckeyes. And before we go much further into the episode, I want to introduce today's co-host and friend, Matt McClure, who's coming at us live today from Atlanta. Matt, good morning. How are you today?
I am doing great, Woody. I hope you are as well.
I'm doing well. The Buckeyes are still undefeated as the clock ticks on our annual showdown with the Wolverines in November. The Bengals finally seem to have things back on track at 4-3. So it is going well in the sports world, and we have an election coming up soon, which I think we're going to talk a little bit about that. Lots of things going on. Halloween right around the corner, as in a day or two. And then we're not even going to mention some of the other things like Thanksgiving and Christmas, are we?
No, to me, still too soon. Too soon. But, you know, although with at all the stores, it seems like it's not too soon at all. I think that, you know, some of them have had Christmas stuff out for weeks now. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, my gosh, it is. I was thinking the same thing as you said that. I'm thinking Christmas in July, August, it almost seems like they're bringing it earlier and earlier. And, you know, the shopper is conditioned to look for deals, Matt. So, you know, I'm sure that our listeners are very savvy, and we have a growing audience based on the radio show and podcast each month. And we are in our fifth month of production, and we are enjoying every moment of it. And we appreciate everybody that's taking time out of their day to listen with us and to us here at the Buckeye Advisor. We hope to bring you some more great information and education in the financial world, some insurance stuff as we go. So we've got a big show planned for our listeners today.
Yeah, absolutely do. And of course, folks, you can find each and every episode of The Buckeye Advisor on the website. It's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And that's advisor with an O-R, by the way. And you can also call Woody, 937-974-6201. 937-974-6201. We'll get into a little bit about what you can contact him about coming up a little bit later on in the show when we talk about the free full financial consultation that we offer complimentary to the listeners of the Buckeye Advisor as well. And of course, you can also hear the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Go there, subscribe, leave us a comment. We absolutely love hearing from our listeners.
That is very true. We value your opinions. I mean, we appreciate you taking some time out of your day, whether you're on the morning, Saturday morning at 10 with us, or Sunday morning now at 9 with us. Either way, thanks for joining us. Or if you happen to be lounging and you're enjoying it on the podcast, thanks for taking the time to join us as well. So we've got some good show today for everybody, and let's keep things moving and grooving.
That's right. A couple of important reminders to start off with here for folks, Woody, with right now we're in the thick of things as far as the annual enrollment period for Medicare. It runs through December 7th. And of course, you know, you're busy this time of the year, right? With the Medicare side of the business going on.
Yeah, you know, very true. The annual enrollment period is a blessing, but it's also a time of craziness. And you know what contributes to that craziness is I've been an independent insurance agent on that side of my business for over 12 years. The other side of my business is financial side, where I'm a registered investment advisory representative, fiduciary, Series 65. What really causes a lot of the confusion is just so many darn commercials. You've got each individual company doing their own commercials now, like Humana, Anthem, Medical Mutual, whoever it is doing their own commercials. Then you still have the Joe Namaths and Jimmy Walkers doing their commercials. And listen, those folks are just a bunch of agents that are sitting in a call center somewhere in the U.S. waiting on a call to come in from the commercials. And, you know, those people don't always look out for the client's best interest. And what's confusing is people just get so much information overload. They say, Woody, you're local, you're appointed to represent several of the major insurance carriers here in Ohio and a couple of other states like Kentucky, Indiana, and Florida. So that people are just like, what is best? And you know, what we talked about a lot on this show, our overall, I think, thing that makes us unique is it's not one size fits all. And that's especially true with the Medicare plans. There are some very good ones, but they all have some different details. And you know, what is it they always say? The devil is in the details, right? So, you know, depending on the medicines, depending on the doctors, the hospitals, and is your plan able to go to Cleveland Clinic and the James Cancer Center at Ohio State? All kinds of questions that I'm going to ask to find out what prescriptions are they on and do they like getting it through the mail or would they rather use their local Kroger, Walmart, CVS pharmacy? So lots of things going on with Medicare, many factors go into what the recommendation might be, but I love doing it because, you know, look, when people get to Medicare age, they deserve to have great coverage and they do. And it's always fun to see the reaction that people have on their faces the first time they learn about Medicare plans and I explain it because they're just almost in shock at how good the plans are.
This is very true. I remember, you know, when my dad was ill before he passed earlier this year, I remember like sort of going through the plans and obviously he was going in for a lot of different, you know, visits for hospital stays and for doctor visits and all of that kind of thing and having tests done and everything. And I'm like, wait, Medicare pays for all of this? Like it was kind of crazy. Now, obviously that's one individual plan and he had a good one. My mom still brags on it to this day. But that's what it's all about is knowing the choices that you have, right? And making the right one and have somebody help you wade through it because it is, as you say, a lot and it can be very confusing for folks.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, Matt, is Medicare, you know, CMS, the people that run Medicare and Medicaid, the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, they limit the compensation to any agent that's appointed in this country. Any agent's going to make the same amount. So I'm going to make the same whether I recommend one company or this company or that company. So technically, I'm an impartial, objective spectator in helping my clients find the best Medicare plan for their own situation. And then hopefully we stay on that track, you know, for several years. But the good news is also, Matt, is if there are changes next year or the year after, I'm going to be talking to those clients that are in those plans. If there are changes made that make that plan less favorable for them going forward, we can switch them. So, you know, whether it's next annual enrollment or the one after that, if we need to, we will do that. And, you know, to have somebody on your side looking out as your financial quarterback, your Medicare quarterback, your life insurance, tax-free income quarterback. That's what I like to serve in all those capacities for my clients.
Yeah. And hey, if you want a good quarterback on your side, as far as Medicare goes, folks, you can call Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, at 937-974-6201. It's 937-974-6201, or go to the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Another important reminder, Woody, here you mentioned it as we started off the show. That is, yes, we have an election day coming up. It's the midterms here November the 8th, I should say, which actually, it was funny. I had somebody say the other day, isn't it the first Tuesday in November? Because that's November 1st. I'm like, no, you know, our founders did so many great things, but they decided to be really confusing about when Election Day was going to be. And it's the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. So it's actually November the 8th this year. And we want you all to make a plan, get out and vote, right?
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, you can't escape politics. We don't talk about it on this show really at all. But in real life, it's hard to escape it. You know, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're talking to your friends or relatives or whatever, coworkers, it's just part of life. And, you know, and all the talking heads, cable, you know, the cable news networks, they just made it a part of everyday life, the 24-hour news cycle. You know, they beat the same stories for 24 hours, then a new one or two or three come up for the next day's news cycle. So, look, this is our God-given right in this country to exercise your right to vote. So please do it. And if you don't, you can't complain about how things are going, right?
That's right. I remember back in the day, and I know that there have been these different versions of this same bumper sticker that I have seen over the years mentioning different candidates or whatever. I remember seeing as a kid, as the first one I saw was don't blame me. I voted for Bush. It was one of those when yes. when Clinton was first president in his first term. And that has just stuck with me through the years as the very first sort of political bumper sticker I saw. Well, yeah. At least they voted. They voted for the other guy. Sure. But so maybe don't blame them. Blame the people who didn't vote. If you don't like who's in office right now, blame all those. Cause you can't, like you say, you can't complain if you don't make your voice heard.
You know, the cool thing I've heard this week has been based on everybody across the country, including Georgia, where they initially said, and you live in Atlanta, Matt. So you've heard this when they initially, you know, they moved the All-Star game. Coca-Cola was mad. Delta was mad. All these Georgia people, these corporations thought that Major League Baseball should move the All-Star game because the Voter Reform Act down in Georgia in 2020 was supposed to be this and supposed to be that. They're breaking all kinds of records for early voting. Yeah, so look,
voting turnout has been it's pretty phenomenal. Wild this year. Yeah, it really has. I think the Secretary of State's office, and this is a little bit old information at this point because it is the following weekend, but the first week of early voting surpassed 1 million voters. That's like a 75% increase since the 2018 midterms. So yeah, it's huge. And people are really interested and engaged, which is great.
That is good. And, you know, I just wish we'd have a little more civil discourse about it. Those are the good old days. We don't have much of that anymore, because I think really probably 85% of America would all agree on about 90% of the topics out there. But then you had that disagreement on that 10-15% side and you get a lot of extremism. So that's unfortunate. But, you know, hey, get out and vote and, you know, good luck to your candidate. So that's enough about politics, and we're going to tell you to vote, and that's all we can do.
Absolutely right. Vote and vote your conscience out there, folks. Right. Well, of course, we got a lot of great stuff coming up still in the show as we're just getting underway here. We've got a little bit of market update coming up with some things that are happening as far as your tax brackets. We've got that in a moment, and maybe perhaps some good news for the wallet. Thankfully, when it comes to taxes, you don't get a whole lot of good news, really, but we've got some. We've got a little bit of inflation demonstration on the way. Also, going to talk about how to eliminate your income gap in 2023. First, you got to recognize if you have an income gap, right? We'll tell you all about that. We'll play some right or wrong this week in history. I mean, we've got a lot coming up on the show, but right now, let's get it started off with some words of wisdom here.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
So we've got a couple of, I think, pretty unlikely sources for our quotes of the week. Yeah, we have two. We have two this week. We got one, and then we got a bonus for you. So two for the price of one. We're running a special this week here.
We're proud to be bringing our listeners that much value, Matt.
That's right. You paid for one quote of the week. AKA you didn't pay anything at all, but you paid for one quote of the week. We're giving you two. There we go. So our first one actually comes from a name that might sound familiar to many of you, Arthur Godfrey, from back in the day. He was an American radio and TV host, broadcaster, entertainer. He sometimes went by his nickname, the old redhead. Well, Arthur Godfrey said this quote, "I'm proud to pay taxes in the United States. The only thing is, I could be just as proud for half the money."
Arthur, you got to give him credit. I couldn't have said it any better. I don't really need to expand on that very much. I mean, I couldn't agree more. You know, the thought of the IRS intruding in our lives and taking our tax money makes most people have a pit in their stomach. But unfortunately, it's just the way it is. I've got relatives that have worked for the IRS. They're great people. I love them. But hey, that's their employer and they're doing their job. Yeah. And so ultimately, you know, we have a tax system set up in this country, but, you know, I couldn't agree with the old redhead more. Less taxes always makes me smile.
There you go. There you go. And keeps your wallet happy at the same time. Well, our bonus quote of the week actually comes from Jam Master Jay. Now, I know, I'm sure, Woody, that you're a huge Jam Master Jay fan. I just can tell. No, actually, he was the DJ of the influential hip hop group Run DMC. That is, yes, Jam Master Jay. I had to look it up, too. Don't worry. I'm just not cool. But Jam Master Jay's pretty cool. And here's what he said about money. He said, quote, make sure to save for the future and keep making money. And I love that because that's like, it's short, it's sweet, it's to the point, and it makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah. And you know what? Funny. I'm 57 and the late 80s, early 90s was when I just got out of college, and Run DMC loved those guys. So some great music. But, you know, that advice is pertinent for people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 60s, whatever. And keep making money can be done, you know, not only through employment when you're still in the employment years. So you can save it by contributing to your 401k. And if you can do it, you can afford it, you know, maximize your contributions to your 401k or 403b pre-tax. If the company offers you a Roth version of it, take advantage of that, because that's going to provide tax-free growth and income later on, potentially. And tax-free is a very, very good thing if people don't realize that, right? So, look, Jam Master Jay may not be as well known in the financial circles as Warren Buffett, who we've often quoted here, but it makes sense. And you can keep making money in retirement, too. And we're going to talk about a couple of different ways you can do that, not only in the investment side, but also in some other, you know, smart safe products that we use to help people, to help our clients protect their assets. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. What it's all about. We want you to put your hard-earned money hard at work for you, you know, put it to work for you in retirement. That really is what it is all about. Well, and here's the thing, too. You might, maybe, have a little bit more of your own money to put to work for yourself in the future. Why, you might ask? Well, the IRS is actually increasing the tax brackets, not the percentages, right? It's still the same, you know, 10%, 12%, 24, or 22, rather, 24, 32, 35, 37, though all of those percentages stay the same, but the amounts that you make to fall into a particular tax bracket, all of those are going up. And of course, all of that's due to inflation. But let's talk about that, Woody. This could be a good thing for folks because they could make more money and fall into a tax bracket that is a lower percentage, right?
Yeah, true. I mean, any way we can be tax efficient, you know, we want people to try to do that. And we try to engage with people, talk about the advantages of doing things that are going to, if we can't eliminate something, then we can defer it. And typically, if you can defer taxes further out until when you're making less money, therefore in a lower tax bracket, that's a positive, okay? So we can't always eliminate taxes, we know that. But the government is giving some people, they're giving the taxpayer a little bit of a break. And, you know, depending on how your income falls next year in 2023, certainly you could be poised to take advantage of those higher limits in each tax bracket. So that's a good thing. You know, they say sometimes that Uncle Sam giveth and Uncle Sam taketh away. This is an example of Uncle Sam giving. So it just depends. You know, the idea that we can minimize taxes and help people grow their current situation as well as defer things that are down the road when you're in a lower tax bracket in retirement, that's a plus situation. So, you know, look, most people, when they get in retirement, they're going to make less money than they were in their last few years of employment. So whether converting that 401k or traditional IRA to a Roth before retirement or after, you know, everybody's situation is different. And, you know, all we're going to do is ask you a bunch of questions and find out your situation. And then that's how we're able to really formulate our plan. And we put a lot of our knowledge to work behind the scenes. We work in a lot of different areas with a lot of different experts to help people come up with things that are going to make sense for their own situation. So, you know, people want to call me 937-974-6201, as several of our listeners have done over the last couple of months. You know, that's a great thing. We welcome those calls. And we're going to dig in and find out what's going on. And we're going to see if we can come up with a plan that's going to be helpful.
Yeah. And you said it there, Woody, you know, it's a customized plan specifically for the individual, because it's not a one size fits all thing. As we like to say here, it really is individualized, because nobody's retirement is exactly like the next person's. So, you know, everybody's got different needs and a different situation. Well, some other, you know, kind of good news, I guess, if you it's a little bit of a two-edged sword. Kind of. This one has to do with Social Security here, Woody. The cost of living adjustment, they recently announced this for 2023. So it's the COLA. We've been sort of previewing it here on the show in the weeks leading up to the announcement. Well, the announcement has come. 8.7% is the COLA increase for 2023. So, you know, good news, because the Social Security checks will get bigger. But the thing is it going to go as far with inflation still out there, still running rampant?
It is exciting. And for people to get more money, I mean, God bless. That is a great thing. And we're not going to sugarcoat that. But as you mentioned, there are seniors that don't drive a lot. And that's good if they're not having to buy gas at these inflated prices. But not many people can go without eating. So if you consume food, as you must do to live, you are paying much more at the grocery store than you did 1 year and 2 years ago. So, you know, that's where inflation, along with the, you know, the housing costs, the rent costs, new and used vehicle costs, all those costs have skyrocketed over the last year and a half. They originally, remember last year when the Fed said, oh, well, we think inflation is transitory, which means it's only going to be here for a little while, right? So unfortunately, they missed the mark on that. And transitory has become, you know, kind of the buzz joke word in the way that the Fed fell asleep at the wheel on that. So I'm happy that people are getting raises. I'm not happy that inflation is still here. There's no magic bullet. The Fed is still doing rate increases to put the skids, to put the brakes on inflation. They are backward looking in their indicators. So they're not going to really truly know the results of these, you know, till 3, 4, 5, 6 months after they enact each one. So, you know, they're backward looking. And, you know, what we do know is the stock market has still had a rough 2022. It's shown some resilience the last couple of weeks, though, Matt. So we think that the market is at or near or has already visited the bottom. It's really shown some resilience this week in a slightly upward trend again, which is great news. But, you know, ultimately, these policies, the Fed's going to stop raising rates at some point. We think that's going to be probably first quarter 2023. When that happens, historically, the stock market is usually poised to make a very nice run over the next 12 to 18 to 24 months after that. So we do think there's some good things on the horizon, even though buying power has shrunk for now. It's inevitable that these rate increases are going to slow things down. The problem is, you know, will it cost a lot of people their jobs in the meanwhile? So that's what we're keeping an eye on.
Well, just a little bit, about a minute actually here left in the first half of the show, Woody, but wanted to remind folks, the free consultation is a great tool and a great resource for all of our listeners. It's available at thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or you can call Woody today for it, 937-974-6201. 937-974-6201. So tell our listeners, Woody, just before the break here, exactly what that entails.
So Matt, you're asking me to be short-winded and keep it short is what you're saying. I get the hint. Anyways, I'm super happy. I get to meet so many nice listeners over the last few months. And, you know, we're going to sit down and these people can verify. We sit down, talk about your situation. I'm going to make a bunch of really good notes, and I pay close attention. I look and I listen. And sometimes I'm able to pick up on things that aren't necessarily spoken to really understand the situation a little bit better. And it's always interesting to see the dynamics of a couple going back and forth when you're talking about money and you're talking about this and you're talking about investments. And I'm going to get a lot of information gathering on the first meeting. Second meeting, we're going to talk about some potential ideas for solutions to satisfy those concerns that they have. We may put some in place right then, or it might be a third meeting after that where we're going to put them in place and really get things started. So, and then constant monitoring after that on how the plan's doing. You know, every 3 months, every 6 months, we're going to talk and we're going to get together and make sure things going according to plan. And, you know, and that's what makes this a great job. I feel very blessed to do it.
Well, and that is a great service for a lot of folks out there, and we hope more of our listeners will take advantage of it. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com, once again, is the website, folks. Well, stay tuned. Much more of The Buckeye Advisor coming up right after the break. Stick around.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is The Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling, who is The Buckeye Advisor. And we've got a lot of great stuff still to come up during the show. We're going to talk about income gaps and how you can eliminate yours in the next year. That's kind of what we want to do today here on the show, is give you some prep work to put in before 2023 starts. And it's not that far away here, folks. So we got that coming up.
Oh, sure. You can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
All right, Woody, lay it on us.
All right, Matt, I know with your anticipation, as all of our listeners are listening anxiously as well, probably gathering relatives around the radio as we speak, right?
Definitely.
Matt, why did the cookie go to the hospital?
Oh, why did the cookie go to the hospital? I don't know. Why did the cookie go to the hospital?
Because he was feeling crummy.
He must have been feeling really, really crummy. My goodness.
He was another successful dad joke, if I do say so myself. I hope the listeners enjoy. Remember, there's no extra charge for that. So
much like the consultation, it is free of charge, the dad joke of the week. And really maybe just as beneficial. You know, they say laughter is the best medicine. So there you go. It gives you something to laugh at, or at least roll your eyes, and that burns at least maybe a half a calorie.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
I'm going to sort of set this up here because we've been talking about it, but it's something that bears repeating because I think so many people are affected by it. Actually, all of us are affected by it each and every day. And it's inflation, the consumer price index, which measures the average change in prices for consumer goods and services. Well, it rose more than expected once again in September, still hovering near those highest levels since the early 1980s. I mean, that's just obviously, as we've said already, that's bad news for workers. But talk about a little bit more about inflation for us here, Woody, and just spell out the doom and gloom that we're kind of seeing in these numbers as they come out every month.
Well, you know, and the story's not getting better. I do think, you know, probably second half of next year, we will see some better numbers on inflation, et cetera. But right now, you know, it's hurting the working people because really the real earning power of a worker, the average worker in America over the last few months has gone down 3%. And when you look at those numbers, you say, okay, well, workers are getting pay increases, which is good. But when you get a 4% pay increase and inflation is at 8.3 or 8.2, the numbers don't add up. So you're losing earning power, you're losing spending power when you have an inflation beast that just can't be tamed quite yet. So, you know, that's why It's so important. And, you know, a third of the American workers right now, you know, are living paycheck to paycheck, and they are anxious. They are scared. And I think people, Matt, I was thinking today before we started, I was thinking a word that I would use for a lot of Americans is weary. And I think from COVID since then, and all the mandates and all the information everywhere, should we get a vaccine? Should we not? All the restrictions on kids in school, all the parents that have had to worry about their kids and their moms and dads, and the people that have actually lost loved ones to COVID. I think people are weary. You know, they want to hear some good news, and there's nothing coming economically this year that's really good news. I do think in 2023, we're going to hear some positives about inflation slowing down. I think the market will pick back up. And, you know, workers today, I talk to people that are working, they don't want to look at their 401k statements. And who can blame them to a degree, right? So you're still working, you still want to keep putting the money away. But now this CPI index, you know, it's good that people are getting pay increases, but a lot of Americans are feeling weary and anxious about their future and about their current situation financially. So, you know, I encourage people, hang in there. It's going to get better. The market, the economy has its ups and downs and ebbs and flows. Hang in there, because I do think we are pulled to do better in 2023 across the board.
And, you know, if this continues, this, you know, sort of trend continues, people are going to end up with a situation where they have an income gap, right? They're going to have where they've got more, instead of more money than month, they've got more month than money. So that's something that, a situation that we don't want anybody to find themselves in. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about on the show this week is how to eliminate your income gap in 2023. So walk us through this scenario here and kind of the steps that folks can take, some of the steps to making that a reality for them, going to a situation where they do have more money than month.
Yeah, I mean, this is a vital topic. What people don't realize is if they're trying to retire during a calendar year where the stock market is not doing well and it's declining, and they want to start taking income right away, that can present a challenging circumstance. And so, you know, we talk a lot about on our show about different ways that we do it. But look, you know, people really need to understand before they retire, they need to have a really good understanding of their own budget, their own cash flow. And, you know, sometimes I run into people that are just not realistic. They're not willing to really understand what may be a necessity and what may not be. And you know, so you've got to have a positive cash flow in retirement if you're going to make it work, because you can rely on Social Security and potentially some pensions. There's a handful of companies that still pay pensions out there, not many. But ultimately, if you're going to rely a lot on your investments, you know, we have creative ways to help you get some guaranteed income through a vehicle like a fixed indexed annuity, where that's going to protect your principal. But at the same time, it's also going to give you market-like gains potentially when you follow an index that does well. If during that interest crediting cycle, the index doesn't do well, you don't lose anything, so your principal's protected. But you can also get yourself some guaranteed monthly withdrawals, guaranteed for the rest of your life. That's important, because people need to have certainty. They need to have certain elements of their life that are guaranteed so they can count on them. When you're doing that budget, hey, this is how much I know that's coming. It's guaranteed. We've got it. We can count on it. So that's an important part. You know, you want to build a plan. People should save as much as they can while they're working. And then when they start getting a year or two or three away from retirement, you know, that's when they really should sit down with someone like myself, a fiduciary advisor. And we're really going to look at that course and decide, you know, what's the best course? What do we need to do budget-wise? Do we need to tweak some of the debt? Do we need to pay down or pay off some of the debt to make that retirement more comfortable? So even if you're in a bad market, we're going to try to help. First, I would start by replacing bonds. We would replace those with a fixed indexed annuity. In most cases, you don't want to pay investment advisory fees on a bond mutual fund in a rising rate environment that's lost 10, 12, 15, 18% of its value this year. So why pay on top of that advisory fees? It just doesn't make sense. So people get hung up on this is the way it's always been or should be, a 60-40 bond stock ratio. And that's really been out the window for the last few years. And, you know, we've proven that. I don't have one client that's called me this year and said, Woody, I am unhappy because we spoke and when we put our plan together this year, last year, the year before, whenever it was, I'm upset because that part of my income that I put in a fixed or my investments that I put into a fixed indexed annuity, I'm mad because I lost nothing this year. Right. So, you know, if they chose to put 30 or 40% or whatever the number is into that vehicle to protect, perhaps to generate some income or just perhaps to give them a cushion against the market, which has been invaluable this year, nobody's going to be upset because they didn't lose money. And so we're going to look at it all the way we can, all the different ways. We're going to put the magnifying glass on every situation. Look, Matt, people are living longer. The average lifespan increases every year for the most part. People are living to be in their mid-80s and 90s all the time. You know, back in the day, people were like, oh, if I make it to 65, I'll be happy, or 70. But, you know, that's not the case anymore. You know, we're going to look at a comprehensive plan for people. And we want our listeners, we value the time that you have. We value our own time. And, you know, it's important that we get on track and understand where you're going. And when you have a guide or a coach or whatever you want, whatever term you like to use, that can help you understand the importance of having the right insurance, the right life insurance, tax-free versus tax-deferred, all those things we can do to really put together that holistic plan. That's what we love to do.
Come on down as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
Yes, it is that time once again where I get to present Woody Bowling with a statement and he gets to tell me whether that statement is right or whether it is wrong. You can play along with us, whether you're at home or in the car or wherever you are going on a jog if you're listening to us on the podcast, that kind of thing. All right, here we go. Here's statement number one, Woody. There will be no changes in the tax brackets from 2022 to 2023. Is that one right or is that one wrong?
Wrong, unfortunately, Matt. That's okay. The tax brackets themselves, the percentage is staying the same. However, the limits of income within those brackets, those are being indexed and increased for inflation purposes. On average, somewhere around 7% for next year. That's a good thing. So unfortunately, you're off to a not so good start, but as all good hitters do, I'm sure you will be back swinging again.
Well, I hope so. All right. Here we go. Here's statement number two in Right or Wrong. I'm 0-1 so far. Let's see how this one goes. The only ways to reduce your taxable income and get into a lower tax bracket are deducting your mortgage interest and taking advantage of tax credits. Those are the only ways, the statement says. Is that right or wrong, Woody?
Unfortunately, I hate to be the one to say it, but you're wrong on question two. Oh, I know it's painful, but look, there are a couple additional methods. We help people do these. We like to generate tax-free income during retirement. That is very, very good when we can do that. Roth IRAs, index universal life insurance, those two vehicles are spectacular to help clients create tax-free income in retirement.
All right. I am 0-2 so far. Not exactly Hall of Fame numbers this week, but let's see how things go with number three. And I can feel it coming already because I just read the statement. Here it is. Medicare pays for long-term care needs. Is that right or is that wrong, Woody?
Oh, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Matt, I got to tell you, you know, in prior episodes, you've been 2-3, 1-3. So, you know, your long-term batting average is still spectacular, but you are 0-3 today. You know, a lot of people are under the false impression that Medicare is going to cover their long-term care needs if they have to stay longer than 20 days. Right now, Medicare, if you go in the hospital and you're on a Medicare plan or Medicare, whatever, if Medicare is involved, you go in the hospital for at least 3 days and then you have to go to a rehab inpatient facility or, you know, a facility like that so you can recover. If you're there for the first 20 days, there's no co-payment at all. Starting on day number 21, that's when co-payments are involved. And then if you go past day 100, that's when it gets outrageously expensive to the tune of $4,000 to $8,000 per month out of pocket, unless someone had a long-term care plan already in place. And I'll be honest with you, long-term care plans, there's not a ton of them out there. The market has almost dried up completely because insurance companies were taking a beating on those because they misjudged the amount of people, the amount of time that people would be on claim with those long-term care policies. And insurance companies, folks, they're only there to make money. Yeah. That is the unfortunate truth. And they don't know you. They don't know me. You are a policy number or a member ID, and that's it. So people need somebody to help look out for them and understand things like this.
Some states in the country right now, what are actually trying to fill the gap of long-term care needs that we just talked about. Let's listen to this piece that I just put together about that very thing. And we'll get to that. We'll maybe chat about it for just a quick sec on the other side and get to something special we want to share with the folks as well. So here's this story about long-term care insurance.
A new payroll tax could be coming to your state. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife.
We have seen a failure as a country to provide comprehensive insurance for long-term care.
America has a long-term care problem. NPR reports 70% of people who turn 65 will need some type of long-term care, ranging from in-home care to a full-time nursing home facility. And the costs can be astronomical. A Genworth study in 2021 found the median cost for home health was more than $61,000 a year. If you want a private room in a nursing home, the median cost there, more than $108,000 annually. And Medicare won't cover the costs.
Medicare pays for short-term post-acute care if somebody's been hospitalized or has other kind of short-term medical needs. It doesn't pay for the kinds of things that we think about as long-term care.
Allison Hoffman is a professor of law and deputy dean at the University of Pennsylvania Carey School of Law. She tells me relatively few people in this country have long-term care insurance. Washington State was the first in the nation to try to bridge that gap.
And what Washington State has done is it's done a payroll tax, 0.58%. That is for all W-2 workers or full-time workers that comes out of their payroll. And then so long as they pay in for a certain number of years, when they have a benefit that they can use for long-term care up to a certain amount.
But it's not a cure-all for the problem.
It is a little patch. I think the total benefits in Washington State are, you know, something like $36,000 and the increase with inflation over time. But, you know, the cost of a nursing home in most states is three times that for over the course of a year. What it is the states trying to come up with a tool to fill in some of the gaps.
Now, states like Pennsylvania, New York, and California are looking to Washington's plan to implement their own solutions. Professor Hoffman says taxpayers can opt out of the payroll tax in some cases, such as those who have their own private long-term care insurance.
So why would somebody want to opt out? Well, somebody might want to opt out because they're already contributing dollars towards long-term care, and they think that that's sufficient, that's enough. But people also might opt out because they don't value it as a form of insurance.
So could a program like this be coming to your state? If so, how could it affect your wallet? And what about your own long-term care plans for your later years? Those are all important questions to consider as time continues to tick on by. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
So that's a little bit of a look at what some states, including your neighbors there in Pennsylvania, are doing, Woody, or at least considering doing, to try and fill that gap of long-term care. It is a big need out there for long-term care coverage.
It's a hot topic, and it's only going to get hotter because the states and the Medicaid systems in the states are spending a lot of money, and they are being very aggressive at clawing back money that they paid out to people from the estates of those people that are deceased through a long-term care stay. I saw an article a couple of weeks ago about it. The states, every state's being very aggressive at clawing that money back and trying to get it. So, you know, unfortunately, the heirs of some of these estates are going to be rudely surprised when they find a lien on that property of mom or dad because of that long-term care bill.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing. So, right, big need out there for it. Well, we've talked a bit about annuities today, and I wanted to kind of wrap up the show, or you wanted to wrap up the show here. This was Woody's idea. I'm just along for the ride. Woody wanted to wrap up the show today with a bit of a look at some famous people who have put their funds in annuities. Let's take a listen to this. It's from the book called Annuity 360 by Ford Stokes. That's the audiobook version here, read by the author himself. And take a listen to what famous names you could join the ranks of here if you were to decide that an annuity is right for you. Let's listen. We'll wrap up the show coming up after this.
Chapter 3, famous people who invested a significant amount of their hard-earned wealth in annuities. Big idea. Annuities are for everyone. Even if you're not worried about outliving your wealth, annuities are safer for your money than investing in stocks or bonds or simply not investing at all. Babe Ruth, known as the Sultan of SWAT, Babe Ruth came into his glory days during the Roaring Twenties, and his manager was worried that he was blowing through all of his money without putting any of it away. He introduced Babe to an insurance agent from the Equitable Insurance Company, now AXA Equitable. From 1923 to 1929, the slugger contributed more than half of his salary annually, purchasing between $35,000 and $50,000 worth of annuities each year. The Great Depression hit the country hard in October of 1929. Babe Ruth was forced to retire from baseball in 1935 due to health reasons. He was unemployed during the worst time in history, but Babe Ruth had his income annuity. It's been reported that he received an income of $17,500 a year, which would translate into an annual salary of more than $290,000 in today's dollars. His famous quote still resonates today. He said, "I may take risks in life, but I will never risk my money. I use annuities, and I never have to worry about my money." Steve Young. Steve Young was signed out of Brigham Young University into a $40 million contract with the USFL. That was the headline, at least. In reality, Young was given an annuity that would pay out something like $40 million over the 50 years that followed. Given the fact that some players were not paid for playing in the final season or other seasons of the USFL, accepting the annuity appears to have been a genius move on the part of either Young or his agent. The annuity payments have lasted longer than the league, and it's safe to say that he's made more money than probably anyone else involved with the league. To be fair, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Even with a large signing bonus and salary, he continued to wear old jeans and drive a 19-year-old Oldsmobile Dynamic. In addition to outlasting the league, that annuity even outlasted the Oldsmobile Car Company. With a staggering number of pro athletes going broke after they retire, it's refreshing to read stories about players who made smart financial choices. Shaquille O'Neal. One player who's used annuities to his advantage is retired star Shaquille O'Neal. Over his 19-year career, he generated $292 million in total compensation. In retirement, he is projected to make as much as $1 billion from endorsements even after his career is long over. Thanks to a wise agent who made him put $1 million annually into annuities from his rookie year onward, Shaq lives off the income the annuity generates with his endorsement legacy for his children. Shaq's scenario demonstrates how pro athletes and other prodigious earners can protect themselves against their own personal spending errors. Allen Iverson. NBA player Allen Iverson earned $200 million during his career, $155 million in salary, and $40 to $50 million in endorsement deals. Iverson ended up going bankrupt because of his overly lavish lifestyle. In a December 2012 court filing, Iverson told the court that his monthly income was $62,500, but his expenses were $360,000. Luckily for Iverson, Reebok saved him from becoming destitute by paying him an annuity worth $2.3 million. In 2001, Iverson made a very smart decision that would ultimately save him. He signed a unique endorsement deal with Reebok. Not only will Reebok pay Iverson $800,000 a year for life, they set aside a $32 million trust fund that he can begin accessing when he turns 55 years old in 2030. Since he divorced his wife in 2013, he will receive half of the trust. Another way that Iverson will be able to protect himself against future bankruptcy is his access to the NBA pension. He is eligible for another $8,000 a month. The lump sum of this pension is between $1.5 and $1.8 million. Most pensions are set up with single premium immediate annuity. Benjamin Franklin. When Benjamin Franklin died, he requested that the 2,000 sterling he earned as the governor of Pennsylvania from 1785 to 1788 be divided equally between Boston and Pennsylvania. He wanted the money to be dispersed as a legacy. 200 years later, in the spring of 1990, the balance in the Philadelphia account was valued at approximately $2 million. And the balance in the Boston Trust was about $4.5 million. This was sometimes called Franklin's IRA. The money in the Boston Trust was invested using a new take on an old idea, the annuity. Using a tax-deferred index variety, the money was able to benefit from exposure to stock market growth without stock market loss. This allowed the trustees of the Franklin Institute in Boston to turn an estimated $4,400 into $4.5 million even while it was paying out an income for 200 years. Beethoven. The social luminaries of Vienna wanted to keep Ludwig von Beethoven from leaving their country. And so in 1809, two princes and an archduke guaranteed the musician a generous annuity. All he had to do was stay in Vienna and compose and perform his music. His benefactors have supposedly been quoted as saying something along the lines of, "Only a man free of worries can create with such genius." Interestingly enough, Vienna also saw its time of economic downturn, and one of the annuity's guarantors tried to stop paying Beethoven, claiming financial hardship. Beethoven sued, won, and continued to receive his annuity payment. Perhaps this is what inspired the literary genius of Jane Austen, whose character Fanny observes in Sense and Sensibility. People always live forever when there is an annuity to be paid. An annuity is serious business. It comes over and over every year, and there is no getting rid of it.
So you got Babe Ruth, you got Shaquille O'Neal, you got, I mean, a bunch of famous people have invested in annuities. So there you go. I mean, it's not some, you know, thing that's just for the rich and famous, but it's something that the rich and famous have taken advantage of.
Yeah. And, you know, I've got dozens and dozens of clients over the last few years. I can't throw their names out there just for privacy reasons, but I can assure you that for a portion of a retirement plan, these are very appropriate vehicles to protect principal and still get a good solid return or potentially an income for life.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Woody, that is all the time we have for this week's edition of the Buckeye Advisor. But I, once again, have really enjoyed it, sir. I hope you have too.
Matt, it's been a great show. Lots of great information to our wonderful listeners out there. We wanted to wish everyone a tremendously great weekend. Go Buckeyes, and we will see everyone back this same time next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.